Welcome along. It's Alan Brazil up front.
It's the Porkmeister. Yes!
He is losing the plot.
No, I'm not losing the plot.
Alan Brazil up front.
Exclusively on Audio Boom.
Can City do it? Look, City, if they turn up.
City are going to get
If they turn up, you numpty.
Hang on.
What are you talking about? Welcome. Yes, it's Alan Brazil up front again. And we're struggling for guests this week. So we got old Mike Porky Parry. Morning, Mr. Parry.
Ooh, bit harsh. Morning, Al. I have to say, the last week of the football season, as we're in at the moment, because, of course, we've got the domestic FA Cup final coming up,
Put your glass down, please. We're working.
Oh, yes, sorry. Oh, yeah, just to lubricate the throat. You know, a bit of flu and all that.
You sounded like Rigsby there.
Well, sounded like Rigsby. I tell you, starting to sound a bit like, I don't know what, is Louis van Gaal. Louis van Gaal's army. Who knows if he's going to be there in a week's time?
I hope not. No, I shouldn't say that, but look, he's no good. I think the die is set. Mm. You know, it hasn't worked. It's been an average in and out season. I just think his command, his man and his English is against him. He sounds a bit of a dope at times.
He speaks very good English, Al. He speaks perfect English, but he can't enunciate the words in English, and that holds him up to ridicule. You know, you would never want to take the mickey out of someone just because he can't pronounce words in English, you know what I mean? But for him, I'm afraid it is a bug to bear.
Yeah, so, you know, I do expect them to make a change, but, God, are they taking the time? Are they dilly-dallying? They don't know what they're doing.
Jose Mourinho is the best manager in the world, if you look at his track record
I agree.
On clubs. I mean, I don't know why Mr. Woodward, who runs things at Manchester United on this side of the Atlantic, simply just doesn't go to Louis van Gaal and say, thanks very much, bang. Jose, the hot seats are...
And then, of course, the bomb, you know, the dodgy bomb.
Yeah.
The security hiccup, that again is shocking.
Well, I totally agree with you because it all adds to a sense of confusion at Manchester United. Nobody quite knows what's going on. Things aren't running as smoothly now that Louis van Gaal is in the hot seat as they used to run when Sir Alex Ferguson was in the hot seat. That wouldn't have happened under Sir Alex Ferguson. People would have been too frightened to...
And then to play on a Tuesday before a cup final.
Yeah.
It's unnecessary.
Yeah.
They got away with 3-1, didn't they? But it's unnecessary.
Yeah. Now, talking about that, right, Rashford... The young lad, he scored again in that rearranged game. He has got to go with the England team to Europe.
Well, he's got a chance, hasn't he? He's in the enlarged squad.
He's got to go.
He's got a real chance to show how good, how quick his feet is, how pacey he is.
Yeah, I totally agree.
That Roy has to take him.
He has to take him, but Mr. Hodgson is not a chance taker. At his age, he prefers the sort of patrician type, you know, sensible hat type approach.
A lot can happen, though.
What?
Even in training, a lot can happen.
Yeah.
You know, Vardy could turn his ankle, Kane could pull his calf.
Yeah.
There's a lot can happen here.
Yeah, a lot can happen, but I think... To get in because it's a mistake, you know, and it's happened to managers before at international level. Brian Robson injured in the 1990 finals and all that kind of stuff. And then David Platt came in. It can happen, you get in by accident. What would be magnificent would be for a man of Roy Hodgson's age to say to an 18-year-old boy, I'm putting my faith in you, you're in the squad, you're in the 23, you're coming,
well,
do it for me.
Don't forget, Sven done that with Theo at 16.
Yeah, but that was too early. That was just too early.
Just repeat what you said there.
Yeah, it was too early. Theo, right, had not established himself as a Premier League striker. He hadn't even established himself as a Premier League player. He'd only just got into Southampton's first team, so that was a mistake. That was a mistake. That was overwhelming and overbearing. He's only 16. There's a huge difference, Al, between a lad aged 16 and a lad aged 18 in football.
I would like a bet with you.
Yeah.
That perhaps Theo had played... more games when he was called into the Sven squad than what Rashford has.
More games for Southampton, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't think
more
he had.
More Premier games.
I don't think he had.
I think he had.
All right, well, I
How many does Rashford play this year? Look, my wine cellar's full already, so I'm not betting you know any more wine.
No, I'm not. No, I would say Rashford this year has played 15 games.
Right. I think Theo had played more games than that.
Okay, you may be right, but at 16, I would think that is doubtful.
So if I'm right, we'll come back to it. If I'm wrong, we won't come back to it.
Well, we've got lots to talk about. You know, we can't fit everything into the show, can we?
Liverpool.
Yes.
On to Liverpool now.
Yes.
I couldn't believe it. I'm going to be honest here. I went to bed at half-time. I thought they'd get a second before half-time. Yeah. I went to bed and I got a shot when I woke up.
Liverpool's opening goal was one of those, what you used to call a worldie, wasn't
beauty.
It?
Beauty. Absolutely beautiful.
I mean, what I'm saying
is... You couldn't even dream of scoring a goal like that.
Well, of course I couldn't, because I'm not a professional footballer,
No, but
I?
When you were at Chester Boys or whatever it was...
English grammar schools.
No, Chester Polytechnic.
No, English
You couldn't even
schools.
Dream of just bending your body and just outside of the left foot, stroking one home like that.
I know.
Starting outside the post and bending it in.
It was terrific. I agree. It was a great bit of football. The problem is that was the fifth consecutive final that old Kloppy had
lost. I just read it, by the way. Theo played 19.
19, is that right? Yeah, but we haven't checked the figure of how many Rashford's played. I said about 15.
Yeah.
I said about 15. So we're going to check that figure now. You know, we've got these statisticians who leap on everything I say except the right figure. So we'll find that out in a couple of seconds' time, okay?
So Seville, listen, well done, Seville.
Yep.
Third time, third year running.
Yeah, but how boring is it getting for Seville to keep winning the Europa League?
Why don't they... Don't belittle it. I actually have two winners' medals.
Yes, I know. For two different clubs, and that's very commendable. But what I'm saying is, if Bobby Robson had said, right, lads...
No, he didn't speak like that.
No, right, lads.
That's better.
Right, lads, I'm telling you, we've won the UEFA Cup, and we're going to win it again next season, and we're going to win it the season after that. You'd have said, hey, boss, how about the First Division Championship, which we nearly won?
Twice.
Yeah, and how about the Champions League? Anyway, that's for another day.
Frank de Boer.
Yes.
Another Dutchman. So we've got Van Gaal.
Yes.
And Frank de Boer. I spoke to his brother, Ronald.
Yes.
Personally, in the papers today, Ronald Koeman, I don't want the Toffees.
No, I don't believe it.
It's true.
No.
Just because you're an Everton fan, it's true. He doesn't want to go to Goodison. Mm. He's made it clear he has bigger fish to fry.
Has he? And which bigger fish?
United or Arsenal?
No, because Jose Mourinho's getting the United job.
It's not.
Well, he is. And Arsenal have just offered, Mr. Kroenke has just offered...
Who? Kroenke.
Kroenke.
Yeah, you didn't say that.
Mr. Kroenke has just offered Arsene Wenger... another 2-year extension to his deal. Okay? What's the problem here?
Music to my ears.
Music to your ears.
Once
what
again,
music?
Porky, you're wrong.
Oh, really? Yeah?
Yes.
In what respect?
Rashford.
Yes.
11 appearances.
11.
5 goals.
Right.
Walcott.
Yes.
21 appearances.
Yes.
4 goals.
Yes.
I rest my case again.
No, I'm right.
Brazil correct, Parry wrong.
Who scored the most goals in the Premier League?
No, you didn't say goals. You said appearances. You said appearances.
You know exactly how to interpret
that. You said appearances. I don't want to play back to you. You said appearances.
Appearances per goal, I meant.
No, you did not, you bum. You liar.
That's
you
what
fool.
That's what I meant.
So once again, you're wrong.
We move on.
Everton. So anyway, Frank de Boer, I spoke to Ronald de Boer, and he's ready for the job. He's up to the task. Mm. He wants the job. He is the 74 favourite.
What worries me is Mr. de Boer won 4 league titles while he was manager of Ajax for over 4 years, obviously, for consecutive years. In the last 2 years, he's not managed to maintain Ajax's supremacy, even in Holland, which is a small football nation.
Yeah, but he could turn around and say, but I'm taking on a club that hasn't won anything for how long, Everton?
And PSV Eindhoven, who he's been running for the last two... PSV.
See, you're thinking of your Friday night antics again, aren't you?
Saturday night at the movies. PSV Eindhoven, right, have beaten Ajax in the last 2 seasons. So I don't understand this rush to get this Frank de Boer guy.
Well, who do you want? Koeman doesn't want it, I've told you.
If not Koeman, I would go in a big way for Eddie Howe, because I think he would be outstanding at a club like Everton.
Unproven?
No, not unproven at all. Very much proven on small budgets with tremendously tight squads. And the most impressive thing about Eddie Howe last season was he lost 3 key players, including his key striker, to...
Callum Wilson,
to the most damaging injury, which is the cruciate ligament, right?
ACL, but he's fine now.
ACL, yeah.
West Ham wanted him.
Anterior cruciate ligament, that's absolutely right. And still managed to keep Bournemouth up. So I think that man's got an outstanding record. I really do.
And if I remember, someone bottled it jumping off the pier.
Well, I could.
Because you thought they'd go down.
The local authority wouldn't let me.
Because you thought they'd go down. So once again, your judgment is questionable.
And you also have to remember, only 1/3 of my heart works, so it could have killed
me. What's that got to do with
it? Could have killed me.
What, the temperature of the water?
Well, the shock, you know. Maybe it could have killed a few spectators, the shock.
So if you don't want it, so Coleman doesn't want it, who do you want?
I'm telling you, Al, the idea that you read a newspaper headline saying Coleman rejects Everton is absolute Boloxio, for want of a polite word, OK? It really is. Because let me tell you this, we've got a very ambitious new major shareholder, Mr. Bashiri.
You don't know that. You don't know.
I do know that. I know things. I know things, OK? I know things, pal. You know, I know things you don't know, right?
Really?
Right? Yeah, yeah. Right?
No.
OK, well, come on, let's move on.
Pellegrini.
Pellegrini.
Does he go out as a... Do you know what he goes out as? Oh, what a nice man.
Yeah.
But not tough enough.
Yeah.
Not hard enough.
I agree.
Underachieved.
I've never trusted a man who wears a waistcoat with his suit or a cardigan, a silly woolly cardigan.
Because you can't get a waistcoat on?
No, it's not that at all. I just wouldn't wear a waistcoat because it makes you look like a businessman.
Yeah, but when you're 5 foot nothing, it doesn't go well. But when you're tall, elegant, you know, from another part of the world, I think he looks fine.
I wouldn't know anything about being 5 foot nothing, so I can't help
it. I am not questioning his attire.
I think.
I'm talking about his football. What has he won?
Yeah, yeah.
A couple of things. Pellegrini.
Well, Pellegrini was handed a massive budget and a squad that was massively...
Who do you think I'm talking about? Bo Bramel?
Sorry? What?
What do you mean, who am I talking about?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you keep saying he's won a couple of things. He won the Premier League title. That's fine. He didn't do anything in Europe. When they got as far in Europe as they could, they completely imploded and showed that they didn't have the bottle, the spine, the nous, the wherewithal to go any further. And so it was a pointless exercise at the end of the day. What I'd say about Mr. Pellegrini is, as you quite rightly said, too nice a man. He should have walked the minute that it was made public that Pep Guardiola was taking over. Because from that minute on, if you look at their results, right, we have a statistician in the studio who keeps pulling up facts to try and prove me wrong, right?
And who predicted it? I did.
Oh,
I said,
you?
This is a shocker.
Yeah.
This is bad. This will kill City season.
Yeah, well.
They did get to semi-final of the Champions League, so people could say,
what?
Well, no, a lot of people would say, well, that's progress.
Yeah. So what? Name me the four teams who got to the Champions League semi-finals last season. And you can't, because nobody cares. Nobody cares who the loser in the final is. Certainly nobody cares who the losers in the semi-finals are.
Was it three Spanish teams? Was it Atletico again?
It might have been.
Real Madrid and...
Yeah, could have been.
Juventus, maybe? I can't, well, off the top of my head.
It was Juventus, because of course the boy...
Pogba.
No, you know, the boy who played for Manchester United, then Manchester City, then Juventus. So Carlos Tevez, he was big in that particular semi-final. You're absolutely right, yeah. Right. Now then.
Cup final. I was going to say you're going, but obviously...
No.
Your time at Crystal Palace with me is not even worth going into.
Well, I'm a big wanted guest at Crystal Palace.
No, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Oh, yes,
no.
I am.
Let me just tell the punters, we were down there once.
Yes.
Doing a little dinner.
Indeed.
Before a playoff final, Palace against West Ham.
Yes.
And Mr. Parry was marched off the stage.
No, I wasn't. No, no.
he was marched off. After a 12-minute rant... Ooh. Trying to be funny about the chairman, he was marched off the stage.
It wasn't a 12-minute
to the chairman's brother's office upstairs.
Well, the chairman's brother's office, his name is Damien, by the way, you know, like the devil boy and all that. All I did was I tried to entertain the crowd.
Devil boy.
Yeah, that's right.
That's terrible.
Because Simon Jordan was the chairman, right, and he made his fortune out of mobile phones. And
no, don't do it again, please.
Listen, just for the benefit, so people know that I did nothing wrong, all I did was I composed a little song that about the chairman that went like this. Well, when Simon's on the phone, he makes love to telephones. He's as eager as a beaver when he's stuffing a receiver. Did you ever see? And for some unknown reason, his brother took exception to that.
It may have had something to do with hands up if you trust your chairman.
Well, no, hands up if you like your chairman, I think it was.
And do you trust your chairman? And that was it. All of a sudden, the bouncers came towards us and we were marched upstairs.
Yeah, but I've made...
They apologised to me. Nothing to do with you, Mr. Brazil. It's your little Welsh mate.
I don't think so. Anyway, since the change of regime at Palace, I'm now a favoured guest. And
oh, really?
Oh, yes.
So why was I down there with Ray Parler just a few weeks ago?
Well, I...
Two nights running, doing dinners for them.
Yes, that's fine.
Fundraising for their
academy. But I was an invited
guest.
No,
your name did not come up.
At the Everton Crystal Palace game, which had to be postponed and made midweek because Everton ended up in the semi-finals, as did Crystal Palace, so we had to rearrange the game. But is it Zilly's, the restaurant down there?
There is a Zilly.
It's the same name as the goalkeeper.
Aldo's a friend of mine.
Same name as the goalkeeper of Crystal Palace, because it's his restaurant, so that's why it's the same name.
And Zilly?
No, it's something like that. I can't remember.
I'm sorry, you're confusing
but
me.
But I get invited into this restaurant before every game now by Mr. Paulson, who is the club secretary and chief executive. So I'm a favourite guest.
Mr. Who?
Paulson, Chris Paulson.
I know Chris.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, next time you see him, check him out, and he'll say, Oh, Paul,
but
you know,
I deal with Chris's boss.
Favoured guest. Yeah, but you see, I don't go to those smarmy, heightened levels. I deal with the guys on the ground.
No, this is for the Palace Academy, which is so good.
Yeah, the Palace Academy, yeah.
Anyway, how do you see the final going?
I see Manchester United winning it only because it's written in the stars.
It's not. Look, Wembley is a beautiful pitch.
Yeah.
Wide flanks is tailor-made for Zaha and Bolasie.
You think so? And are the rest of the Palace team good enough to support that?
Okay, let me throw this at you.
Yeah.
Van Gaal's already admitted we are not the biggest team. Mm. So they played West Ham at Upton Park. West Ham took them apart with set pieces.
Yes.
Beat them with set pieces.
Yes.
Pardew will try the same.
Okay, you think that's what's going to happen? So you think?
I'm not saying Palace will win. I think it'll be tight. I think there'll be one goal in it.
I don't. I think United will win either 2-0 or 3-1. And I think that young Rashford, will have a huge part in it, because Rashford's at the stage of his career now that Rooney was at when he was the same sort of age or even a bit younger. You know, like Lennon...
Fair enough, I spoke to Dave Seaman this morning.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You know that...
About Rooney's goal.
About Rooney's goal, that's right. The one that went in just
Goodison.
Under the bar. Yeah,
great
exactly.
Goal.
Yeah, yeah. What I'm saying is, Al, that great sort of musicians like Lennon McCartney and people like that, Jagger and Richards, they have a burst of about 2 or 3 years. When they're so prolific, their genius comes out and that's their best work. Well, the best work for a young footballer is at the age Rashford is in now. And unless he turns out to be a Messi, Rooney's best football came at this age. Remember his hat-trick on his debut for Manchester United in the Champions League? He scored three goals.
Yeah, against the pub team.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Still a hat-trick. Don't get me wrong.
And his first ever game. And what I'm saying is, I think Rashford, on the stage, on the Wembley stage, will be the star of the game and win it for Manchester United. That's my prediction.
Who was the team? It was a pub team, wasn't it?
What?
Yeah. Fenerbahce, yeah.
Well, it's a bit harsh too.
They don't travel.
We went to Turkey once, and you remember? You were not polite
once,
to the
once
local.
Once again, you started giving it the large one.
No, I didn't.
You're telling all these kids, these lovely kids came over and they pocketed.
Lovely kids, they were pickpockets.
Yeah, well, one of them took his phone.
He did. Nick my phone.
One of them took his phone. And I said, you fool, I told you. Mm. He said, just watch how I get this back. How much eventually did you have to give them?
€50. But that was because their father threatened me.
And what, a sucker in Turkish again? Because he kept calling your name.
No.
Yes,
no.
He did. Yes.
No, no.
I was going to talk about, we shouldn't forget.
Yes.
Because I'm going to be talking to the Rangers manager this week, ahead of Hibs Rangers Scottish Cup final.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it?
Would you like to go to that one, or have you given up going to Glasgow? Because the last time we went to a Celtic Rangers game, people were throwing things at you.
Throwing oranges at me, because you made me wear a Rangers tie. I didn't know it was a Rangers tie, but
you bought it for me at the airport. I bought
you
a
tie. Yes, you did. You said, I see you've got a black suit with your, a blue suit with your porky. Here, look, I bought you this tie to go with it. It could have been a Rangers tie. It was red, white and blue. And I thought, oh, that's a nice, you know, sort of tie and all that, you know.
The game was at Parkhead.
Yes,
Celtic
that's right.
Park.
Yeah, and as I got out of the people carrier that was taking us there, and incidentally, we had a police escort to the ground, right? You know, how good is that? And I got out, and and all these oranges started bouncing off my head. It was a disgraceful episode.
He looked at his tie, looked at me again, which I quickly departed up the
exactly,
stairs.
Yeah, realised exactly what was going on.
Rangers are big favourites. They should win, but Hibs beat them 3-2.
Now,
last time, didn't they, at Easter Road?
Yeah, Stubbsy, right, Alan
Stubbs. There's a potential Everton manager.
Well, the one after this, I totally agree with you, maybe the one after this, but
well,
I'd love Stubbsy to go back as deputy to Everton.
Here's another one for
manager.
You, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
If the new Everton manager doesn't work
in
a year, right, they bring someone in, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
What about Warburton and his assistant who played at Everton?
You are talking, yes, I know who you're talking about, yeah. All I would say is, I don't trust Mark Warburton. I'm not saying I don't trust him as a man, but in his terms of his football coaching... He's a former businessman who turned to football coaching.
City trader.
He's not a footballer.
But he was so good. He was so good, I promise you, at Brighton. Brentford.
Yeah.
And how it went wrong, I do not know. He was doing nothing wrong. A bit like the Watford manager.
Yeah, that's right.
Who's doing nothing wrong. We'll come to that in a minute.
Cliche.
But Davy Weir's learning a lot off him.
Yeah.
And, of course, David was a real good servant for Everton.
Of course he was. He was a centre-half.
And you don't want Davy Moyes back, do you?
No.
Which is a disgrace.
No.
David's been very good to us.
I agree.
Talking to us. And you just turn against people.
No, I didn't.
You turn against Rooney. You're always slagging him. You're slagging him.
Rubbish. I never slagged Rooney. And the thing about Davy Moyes is he was brilliant for Everton, but you don't go backwards if you've got ambition to go forwards, do you? So Davy Moyes is a great manager, and he'll have another great run, right, as a... Excuse me, what's going on here? He'll have another great run as a coach. Sorry, folks, that was just a refueling issue. As a coach at another club, but it won't be Everton. He's done 11 years at Everton. He wouldn't want to do any more, I don't think.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think he would. He doesn't want to go to Celtic because he thinks the challenge just wouldn't be great enough these days.
Oh, he's told you that, has he?
Well, I know these things.
The first team has won to put Britain on the map in Europe.
Yeah, in 1967.
Oh,
well,
you keep going
that.
On about England in 66.
No, I don't.
It's only a year after.
Yeah, that's right. That's fair enough. But what I'm saying is there is no great challenge for a manager who wants to take his career on after managing Manchester United in managing Celtic, who I think are still going to be superior to Rangers for at least the next 2 years. It takes Rangers to rebuild the team.
Brendan Rodgers could be the favourite.
Well, I don't understand that.
Why?
Well, I don't think Brendan Rodgers is that good. And because the only way you can really make your mark on a Celtic team is to have a great run through the Champions League, OK?
Well, not a great run. A decent run.
A decent run, yeah.
We are not getting
to the knockout stage of the Champions League.
We are not delusional, Everton fans. Mm. We don't reach for the stars. Mm. You know, we can have a half-decent run in the Champions League.
Yeah, but you see...
And that's what costs Ronnie Dalia.
You see, that's where your philosophy is all over the place, Al. See, my philosophy is this. If you're not winning in life, it's because you're not trying hard
enough.
When
was the last time an English club beat Barcelona?
An English club beat Barcelona? It'd be Manchester United, I suppose,
when?
Wouldn't it? Yeah, well...
I think so, but Celtic beat them.
Yeah, but Celtic have beat most clubs over the 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years since they lifted the European Cup. So it's no good just picking one out of the air and saying, ooh, look, we beat them. Ooh, look, we beat them. Who did they beat on the night they won? AC Milan?
Inter Milan.
Inter Milan, exactly. So there you go. They beat Inter Milan, but they haven't beaten them since.
In the Stadium of Light.
Well, yeah, but you see, I was quite disappointed when we went to Portugal for the 2004 Championships because we did a load of games in the Stadium of Light and I only found out later the real Stadium of Light where Celtic played was up a hill in the middle of a forest, wasn't it? And it was now a training ground, amazingly. Yeah, yeah. And by the way, do you know there are still taxi drivers in Benfica, where's it, in Lisbon, who talk with a Scottish accent? Do you know that? They never came home. And they had sons there. We had a guy there, right, a taxi driver, who was the son of a Celtic fan who never went home. How about that? That's amazing.
What was the time? So we left there, didn't we?
Yeah.
No, this was Seville now.
Seville, yeah.
Now, what a trip that was, Seville. Mm. Sorry to divert here, but 100,000 Celtic supporters in Seville. It was amazing. Do you remember that? We had a lovely hotel room each.
Oh, no, we didn't. No, we didn't. I'm talking about Seville because, of course, they've just won the UEFA Cup again for the third time. So we get
to
Seville.
But this was against Porto in Seville, don't forget.
It was the first time the world noticed Jose Mourinho because Jose Mourinho was the manager of Porto when they were playing Celtic in the final. The most amazing thing was when we flew in because as the plane came down low over Seville and the airfield was on the far side of the city, we just saw green below us. It was like... That's incredible, because we're in a desert. Why is this all green? It was Celtic fans, and they're all camping out in fields around the city.
It was incredible.
Anyway, so we get to the hotel, and I go about the business of doing things, finding people for the show tomorrow morning. When I get back, to be told, thanks very much, Al, that we haven't got a room each, actually, that I'll be sharing my room with four of your best Celtic mates who turned up in Seville, don't have a hotel bedroom, but you've given them mine. Thank you very much indeed.
Well, I can't have them sleeping rough.
Oh, really? Yeah, right. So I slept in the bath, right? The second thing, which I felt was utterly disgraceful, I said, come on, Al, let's get off because there's going to be a big crowd to get up to the game. We're not going to the game. What do you mean not going to the game? Oh, I've given your ticket away to a mate of mine from Glasgow who didn't have a ticket. What? Are you mad? I ended up watching it on the television in the kitchen in the hotel.
I mean, but I was in the bar. It was great.
You were at the bar, yeah.
It was great. No, what's wrong with you? And then we went back to Marbella, didn't we? We were doing a radio show.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
On the beach. And unbelievable.
Yes.
A group of 10 people turned up. They were the New York Celtic Supporters Club who tracked us down. Heard where we were broadcasting. Came down from Portugal to Spain.
Yeah.
And we ended up on a big picture on the beach, didn't we?
We certainly did. Yeah.
It was brilliant.
Well,
anyway, you've just waffled on there. So once again, I've stuffed you on stats.
No.
Okay.
Oh, very, very technical stats.
It wasn't technical.
Rashford scored more goals. That was the point I was trying to make.
It was not. We're talking about experience and about appearances. Theo had played more when Sven picked him than what's happened here with Hodgson, with Roy and Rashford.
When I said played, I was about to say the goals per game ratio.
No, but you didn't.
When you interrupted
but
me.
But once again, you forgot. Right? Don't forget, Mr. Parry, we should go and have a pint now. Mm-hmm. All our old podcasts are available on Audio Boom. You can also subscribe on iTunes so you never miss a future episode of me stuffing Porky again.
It's a bit harsh.
Brought to you by Audio Boom.